When you think about your health, you probably think about whether you've been getting enough exercise, what your diet looks like, or whether you remembered to take your medication this morning. But you probably don't think about spirituality, feelings of purpose, connections to something bigger than you, or a general sense of community. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe spoke with health experts who say spiritual supports should be part of hospital care.
Kathy Ryan has spent months on the phone speaking with a woman in palliative care. It started as a connection made through the regional hospital system, Indiana University Health.
And we talked about everything, our entire lives, and have just become fast friends. And now she calls me and I call her, and we're like sisters, is how it feels.
Ryan connected with the woman through a program called the Congregational Care Network, which finds people support through faith groups. Ryan is a Quaker and says the relationship came as an outgrowth of her faith.
And I think her just knowing that there's someone that she could call if she were afraid means the world to me and means the world to her.
Health experts say Ryan's connection is part of an effort to better integrate so-called spiritual care into patient care, starting in the hospital. Reverend Gary Gunderson is one of the co-authors of a paper published in the academic journal Health Affairs. He argues that spirituality should be part of patient care, both for serious illness and overall health.
Let's be very thoughtful and strategic and invest money in making sure we're connected to the faith and faith structures that already exist in our communities. And that's the modern change.
Gunderson says for some people, being part of a religious group often means they have a community they can rely on. But that kind of spiritual care isn't exclusive to religious groups.
Spirituality, as it expresses in social form, congregations, social movements, people gathering together to care for one another, there is a very powerful thread of spirit in the positive social determinants.
And Gunderson says the effort isn't new, but it may be entering a new chapter as hospitals look to lean on faith networks to provide patients with support after leaving the hospital. The model often includes asking patients specific questions. So, along with asking about social determinants of health, like do you have stable housing, access to food, they'd also ask questions to assess the patient's broader spiritual needs.
Questions that might be asked include, is there a community of faith that's important to you?
This is Jay Foster. He is the vice president of spiritual care at IU and says depending on how patients answer, they might be connected to a chaplain.
The chaplain builds a relationship with them, and if it's an appropriate referral, says, hey, would you find it meaningful to have someone from the congregation down the road from you serve as a companion?
Supporters of this approach point to just a few hospital systems doing that work. Health outcomes can be difficult to track because many of the participants are in palliative care. But Foster says their numbers are good.
And every year we've seen a statistically significant improvement in persons being able to say things like, if I'm in real trouble, I have a real friend I can call.
Not everyone is confident hospitals will adopt a more spiritual approach to healthcare, however. David Craig is a professor of religious studies at Indiana University, Indianapolis.
We don't always put the money there, right? We put the money into acute and specialty care because that's what makes the money.
Craig says the faith-based approach is similar to preventative care, something hospitals have not traditionally invested in. He says long-term partnerships between faith groups and hospital systems will require serious investment.
But it's very hard to do because you need professional staff people in anchor institutions to help connect people to those resources.
IU officials would not provide details about how much has been invested in the Congregational Care Network since its launch. But Foster says their care network is already expanding into several cities across the state. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Ben Thorpe.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest. It's based at WFYI in Indianapolis.